Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
The yeas are 359, the nays are 43, with seven answering present. The motion is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
And so Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to oust Speaker Mike Johnson went down to defeat. Republicans had warned Greene off the effort, but Greene wanted to rebuke Johnson after passage of a foreign aid package with funds for Ukraine as it fights Russia. Democrats led by Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York had said they would vote to table Greene's effort, essentially saving Johnson's job for now. Leaders of some of the largest U.S. public school districts faced questions from a House panel Wednesday about incidents of anti-Semitism in their schools. Chairman Aaron Bean says it seems too many educators turn a blind eye towards Jewish hatred in their schools.
It's hard to grasp how anti-Semitism has become such a dominant force in our K through 12 schools. Some kids as young as second grade are spewing Nazi propaganda, which begs the question, who has positioned these young minds to attack the Jewish people?
A House Education Subcommittee called Berkeley Unified School Superintendent Anikia Ford-Morthell of California, New York City School Chancellor David Banks, and Montgomery County School Board President Carla Silvestri of Maryland to testify. At least eight tornadoes have touched down in Ohio, and three have been confirmed in Michigan as severe storms barreled through the central U.S., killing one man in Tennessee when a tree toppled onto a vehicle he was in. The National Weather Service says confirmed tornadoes touched down Tuesday in Ohio, including five in Warren County in the state's southwest region. On Wall Street, the Dow by 172 points. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism is brewing in Texas.
The state recently passed a law barring sex change operations on children. The city of Austin says it won't comply. The notoriously liberal municipality has adopted a resolution that essentially instructs local officials to turn a blind eye to any violation of the ban within city limits. This could trigger a legal battle with the state, as Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton has warned. Austin is the first Texas city to take such action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers are considering far-reaching legislation that would enshrine abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. The Minnesota Equal Rights Amendment would be among the nation's most expansive protections of abortion and special rights for LGBT people. It must first be approved by lawmakers this session and then by voters on the 2026 ballot. This is SRN News. Wall Street's winning streak has lost some steam, with the Dow Index up today, but the NASDAQ dropping and the S&P off a fraction. Correspondent Seth Sutel has more on the story from New York City.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as a lull on Wall Street stretched into a second day. The S&P 500 closed little changed Wednesday. That came after a tiny gain the day before, which in turn followed a big three-day winning streak. The Dow rose 172 points. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.2%. Uber slumped almost 6% after the company reported worse results for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Shopify sank almost 19% after saying it expects revenue growth to slow. Lyft and Arista Networks revved higher after beating analysts' forecasts for both profit and revenue. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.